kingdom. That brother's one more button hole. They call him Charlie Charlie. He's so jolly. He sure does know his stuff. He never gets enough. Women crave him 'cause he's wealthy. Never worries, never hurries. Takes his own sweet time. I tell you, and I'm not joking, he gets hot and then starts smoking. Charlie Charlie, hot tamale. You're too hot for me.
Think I'm lying, so I'm multiplying of blisses. Time 50 kisses. Every night we're rehearsing. The answer you see. I've had sweeties 4 feet four. Now I've got me 2 feet more. Dovey thrill me through and through. Well, you can bet your boots he do. Every beat a papa, papa beat a mama. You get 11, but I get heaven. Cause that 6 feet a papa belongs to me.
Began with Marion Harris in 1924, Charleston Charlie. Then the California Ramblers in 1925, found myself a everything is hotsy totsy now. What I did was pop the question. She said, what a great suggestion, so everything is hotsy totsy now. No more crying, no more sighing, I'm through with the blues. Does she love me, Turtle Dovely? I should have quit when I was behind. The California Ramblers in 1925 with Red Nichols, Tommy Dorsey, Arnold Brillhart, who's still with us, Adrian Rollini, and Irving Brodsky. Mr. Brodsky passed away last Sunday. He was among those providing accompaniment to Annette Hanshaw in 1926, 6 Feet of Papa. Irving Brodsky, Red Nichols, Jimmy Lytell, and on trombone, Miff Mole. Miff Mole was born in Roosevelt, Long Island, March 11, 1898. Can you name another famous person from Roosevelt? He started out on piano, switched over to trombone, played with the original Memphis Five, Sam Lannon, Ray Miller, Roger Wolf Kahn, had an association with Red Nichols that lasted for several years, went into the radio studios in the late 1920s, came out, played with Paul Whiteman for a while. I think he replaced Jack Teagarden in the band in 1938. He died in New York City April 29th, 1961. Coming up on the big broadcast, Bix Beiderbecke with Frankie Trumbauer and Paul Whiteman. We'll hear from Leo Reisman and Guy Lombardo. Big broadcast Sunday nights on 90.7 FM WFUV. Here's Marion Harris recording in Chicago in December 1927. The Man I Love.
Prince Charming is a thief, the thief.
man I know, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't play.
Now my temper's overheated and I feel low down. I'm one gal, won't stand no fooling round, won't stand no abuse. When it's time to put my loving on, don't want any excuse. Gave my love and my devotion deeper than the Pacific Ocean. Got a mean and don't care notion, 'cause I feel low down. I wanna be cuddled and squeezed. I wanna be babied and pleased. I wanna be left in a daze, 'cause loving has such powerful ways. And it's long been overdue. I need a kiss or two. I wanna be taken by storm, 'cause I'm lovesick and warm. Trouble's riding on my shoulder. Every day his love gets colder. I guess he thinks I'm getting older, and I'm feeling low down. There ain't a wrong that can't be righted. Anytime that I get slighted, get upset and all excited, excited, and it makes me feel low down. Take my man, you're taking stolen fruit, won't do you no good. If he thinks I need a substitute, I've been misunderstood. Seems to me I've been neglected, getting mean and so dejected. Cause it came so unexpected, now I feel low down.
An exceptional show tonight, wouldn't you say? The big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Love Affairs, 1928 Scrappy Lambert with Frankie Trumbauer's orchestra. Lenny Hayton heard from on piano, on cornet. Bix Beiderbecke. Bix born 95 years ago Tuesday. He died in August 1931. Before that, Sophie Tucker in 1928 with a Joe Trent, Peter DeRose song, Cause I Feel Low Down. We began with Marion Harris in 1927, Gershwin's The Man I Love. Big broadcast Sunday nights on 90.7 FM WFUV. I'm Rich Connedy, and I alluded ever so subtly a while ago to some computer problems we've been having. Our computer is more than 5 years old, so that makes it a dinosaur. It's very slow. So the other day, somebody sent a rather formidable piece of email, unsolicited. Anyhow, they sent this huge, nonsensical piece of email, and I theorize that somehow this large item has jammed up the work, so I can't receive any other email besides this monstrosity. So I was on the phone, and nobody will help. The software manufacturer says that it's the ISP's responsibility. The ISP, the Internet Service Provider, says that they no longer support that particular co-branded software program. So I'm considering trying an analog program. Stamps. A big broadcast, WFUV, with Frankie Trumbauer's orchestra, with Bix and Don Murray on clarinet. 1927, I'm coming, Virginia. Thank you.
peacefully, because my baby don't need baby now. When the preacher questions me, I'll say yes sir, yes siree, because my baby don't need baby now. I just got a little letter just yesterday, and now I feel a little better, and so I say, life is short and mighty sweet, but I don't mind, it's quite complete, because my baby don't need baby now.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV in New York, celebrating 50 years as Fordham University's voice. A Walter Donaldson song, Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now. June 1928, Paul Whiteman's orchestra, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Bing Crosby and the Sweet Trio providing the vocal. Before that, Sugar, I Call My Sweetie My Sugar, 1928, a Maceo Pinkard song. The Whiteman Band with Bix, Frankie Trumbauer, Charlie Strickfadden on the baritone sax. We began with Bix, Don Murray on clarinet, Frankie Trumbauer's band, I'm Coming Virginie, I'm Coming to Stay, Don't Hold It Again Me, Far Running Away, 1927. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, we honor George Olson and his music. We picked up a neat George Olson record today on City Island, that Moon Cursor Records, right on the main drag in City Island. It was a song that, honestly, I only knew from the Four Aces. Just a garden in the rain. The Olson Band does a slightly different treatment of Garden in the Rain. We'll hear it next Sunday night when we salute George Olson, plus the songs of Mort Dixon, Abel Baer, and Joe Boyk. A few musical plugs to pass along. This came in the mail the other day. There's a neat antique phonograph, music box, and record show coming up on Sunday, March 29th. It'll be from 9:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. It's the Great Eastern Mechanical Music Show, the GEMM, Great Eastern Mechanical Music Show, Sunday, March 29th, from 9:30 until 3:30 in the afternoon at St. Francis Prep High School, my high school. Monsignor McClancy used to play them. St. Francis Prep High School in Fresh Meadow, Queens. Fresh Meadows is, like Jane Meadows and her sister. Fresh Meadows, Queens, near the LIE. St. Francis Prep High School in Fresh Meadows, Queens, the Great Eastern Mechanical Music Show, Sunday, March 29th, 9:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. The Great Connecticut Traditional Jazz Festival coming up in August. If you want more information, 1-800-HOT-EVENT. 1-800-HOT-EVENT. It's a three-day festival with something like two dozen traditional bands from around the world. 1-800-HOT-EVENT. The art of Manhattan Mary - Connedy on display at Cameo Appearances, East 11th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenues. The show is called Rituals and includes a piece of Mary's work. Cameo Appearances, East 11th between 1st and 2nd Avenue. They're open Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 2 to 7, Friday, Saturday, 2 to 8, and Sunday, 2 to 6. They're closed on Tuesday and they open at 2 in the afternoon. Daryl Sherman playing at the Cocktail Terrace of the Waldorf Astoria Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 9 p.m., and Peter Minton Tuesday through Saturday, 9:30 p.m. until 1:30 a.m. at Bemelman's Bar at the Carlisle. Music plugs on 90.7 FM WFUV's Big Broadcast. Bix's last recording session with Tommy Dorsey and on piano, Irving Brodsky. September 1930, a vocal by Wes Vaughn, I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure.
apple blossom time, and we'll be so happy that morning in June. Bells will chime in apple blossom time, oh, they can ring out too soon. We'll do what all sweethearts do under the sun. We'll go in the church as two, walk out as one. Rain or shine in apple blossom time, you'll be mine, all mine.
Thank you.
Lombardo with Brother Guy and his Royal Canadians, 1933, You're Mine, You. That song written by Edward Heyman and Johnny Green. Edward Heyman born 91 years ago Saturday. Before that, a Charlie Tobias, Peter DeRose collaboration, You'll Be Mine in Apple Blossom Time. Frank Munn with Leo Reisman in 1931. From 1930, Wes Vaughn with Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra, Irving Brodsky at the piano, I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure. On the big broadcast, Sunday nights 8 to 11 on 90.7 FM WFUV. Don't forget, no standard time this Saturday. The show returns on Saturday, March 21st. I hope you heard the show last night. It was an exceptional edition of Standard Time. Speaking of nightlife, last week, Mary and I were taking in the downtown scene. A friend of ours, Steve Ben Israel, was performing at the Theater for the New City. Very funny fellows, is Steve Ben Israel. He put on a very good show, and we were talking to him afterwards, and Steve pointed out a gentleman who he said was the only person, get a load of this, this is the only person to survive a leap off the Brooklyn Bridge. But getting a good look at this guy, we're not sure he did survive.
Pam Bertola here. Each week till the end of the year here at WFUV, we feature an artist on Wednesdays that you, WFUV listeners, ranked as one of the 50 most influential artists of the past 50 years. Well, this week we're up to Music Master number 36. Listen to the music of Ray Charles on Wednesday on City Folk. Thank you.
Brunswick 78, Ella Logan with Adrian's Ramblers, Adrian Rollini with Max Kaminsky and Bud Freeman, 1934, I Wish I Were Twins, written by Frank Lesser, Eddie DeLange, and Joseph Meyer. Joseph Meyer, born 104 years ago Thursday. He died in New York City, June 22nd, 1987. I'd like to thank the two people that informed me of the departure date of Mr. Meyer, including Vince Giordano, who plays these days with the Howleys, usually Sunday nights, but not this Sunday night, at Swing 46. Before Ella Logan and Adrian's Ramblers, we heard the King of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway, in Chicago in 1934, Will Hudson's Moonlight Rhapsody. We began with a Max Leaf, Joe Meyer collaboration, How Long Will It Last? 1931, Joan Crawford with Gus Arnheim's orchestra. The big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, with a Joe Meyer, Frank Lesser song, Mildred Bailey with Benny Goodman in 1934.
love you, dear. No matter what you go through, when your hair has turned to silver, I will love you just the same. I will always call you sweetheart. That will always be.
You got choosing, but I won't be satisfied till my number 9, your number 4 are together side by side. I've got suits and you've got dresses. Won't I be filled with pride when my 42 and your 34 hang together side by side? I've got plans for a love nest with closet room enough. A community love chest for your theesies and my thosies and your little whatchamacallin. I got hope, and if we're lucky, things will be multiplied. And then maybe there will be several pair of little cuties side by side. It's a lovely day today.
All right, you well,
so
what?
The weather's very nice.
All right, you said that twice.
Oh, something else I'd like to say. Perhaps I'd better not.
Well, come on, give out. What's it all about?
I got shoes, you got shoes, but I won't be satisfied till my number 9 and your number 4 are together side by side. I've got suits and you've got dresses. Won't I be filled with pride when my 42 and your 34 hang together side by side? I've got plans for a love nest with closet room enough. A community love chest for your theesies and my thosies and your little whatchamacallin. I got hope, and if we're lucky, things will be multiplied. And then maybe there will be several pair of little cuties side by side. By the way, where do you go?
Just the opposite way from you.
Well, that's...
That's exactly where I go.
With no feet on any street, I'm sure we couldn't go walking together.
Well, I've got time, and I'll keep waiting till you're my blushing bride. And my number 9, your number 4, are together side by side.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. I Got Shoes, You Got Shoesies. Written by Jack Yellen, Cliff Friend, and Joe Meyer for the film George White's Scandals, 1935. That was Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, helping out on the vocal, the unmistakable voice of Eleanor Roosevelt. She was also playing bass on that recording, having switched over from tuba in 1931. Before Cliff Edwards, we heard Rudy Valley, his Connecticut Yankees, December of 31, When Your Hair Has Turned to Silver, written by Charlie Tobias and Peter DeRose. We started out with Mildred Bailey with Benny Goodman in 1934, Junkman, another Joe Meyer song. On the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. I was mentioning my computer woes a little while ago. You know, it occurs to me I should ask WFUV's program director, Chuck Singleton. He knows his stuff when it comes to computers. In fact, Chuck is now working on the WFUV website, getting it into shape. Now, the last place I worked, you know, that AM radio station, the program director there was not what you would call computer literate. As a matter of fact, the only megabytes that he knew about came with mashed potatoes. Last fall, we had the pleasure of bringing you a great live concert from St. Anne's in Brooklyn. Jazz guitarist Bill Frisell teamed up with two of country music's most remarkable musicians, dobro player Jerry Douglas and bassist Victor Krause. Carney O'Connell was the host for this concert from the Arts at St. Anne's, and you can hear it again this Thursday, 12 o'clock noon. On 90.7 FM, WFUV.
be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches with every wave it breaks over love's letters in the sand.
...1930 recording, I've seen my baby Irving Kaufman with the Rialto Dance Orchestra, a.k.a. the Majestic Dance Orchestra, could be a Sam Lannon group. On trombone, that was Miff Mole. Miff Mole, born 100 years ago Wednesday. He died in April 1961. Before that, Love Letters in the Sand, September 1931, Smith Ballou with Benny Goodman's orchestra. In the band, Charlie Teagarden, Glenn Miller, at the piano, Irving Brodsky. Mr. Brodsky passed away last Sunday. We started out with Les Allen with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, 1932, My Silent Love, written by Edward Heyman and Dana Suisse. On the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, with a Bix Beiderbecke composition. Bix, born 95 years ago Tuesday, he died in 1931. Miff Moles Molars with Arthur Schutt, Jimmy Dorsey, and Red Nichols, March 1927.
Thank you.
wrapped up tonight's big broadcast with Miff Mole's Molars, 1927 Bix Beiderbecke's composition, Davenport Blues. After that, a May Singy Breen Peter DeRose song, Marvelous, Ted Weems Orchestra, Parker Gibbs, 1927. And finally from 27, the Gene Goldsked Orchestra with Bix Beiderbecke, Frankie Trumbauer, that was Slow River. Next Sunday night on the show, George Olson and his music, the songs of Joe Burke, Mort Dixon, and Abel Baer. Don't forget, Standard Time returns in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from last night, Saturday, March 21st. Try to catch it. And if you'd like to write, perhaps you want to send me your childhood songs, it's the big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Big broadcast, WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Stay tuned for Classic Radio, Our Town, presented by the Campbell Playhouse. This is WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Until next week, big broadcast, Rich Connolly reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something about those fingernails, live fast and dye your hair. Thank you for living with me. And don't you never forget, rhythm saved the world. Aloha!